那今天我们呢要讲一个特别的一个题目。
Today we're going to talk a very special topic.
那这个特别的题目呢，就是讲到方言的祷告呢，来建造我们自己。
So we're going to talk about speaking in tongues, how speaking in tongues can build ourselves up.
那这个方言的祷告呢，就是说今天可能有一些朋友是新的朋友，还没有信主的或者怎么样。就说你们可能觉着比较陌生，非常陌生。
So, to some of us who are not a believer yet or very new to Christianity, so it may be a very new topic, to learn about speaking in tongues.
但是因为呢，他非写在圣经里面，也是基督徒呢，就是从耶稣保罗的时代就神给的一个很重要的恩赐，这是非常重要，所以呢，大家就是来聆听。
So it is written in the Bible, and ever since the apostle ages, they have been it has been a gifting for the apostle to be able to speak in tongues, for the believers to speak in tongues.
那另外的一些弟兄姐妹呢，可能没有这样一个恩赐，现在没有。
So for some brother and sister, you may not have this kind of gifting for now.
也没关系，但是来仔细的来听圣经究竟怎么讲。
So that is okay, but we please pay attention to see what the Bible says about speaking in tongues.
那我们可以翻开这个格林多前书14章。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
我们从第一节读到，第五节。
We can read from verse 1 to verse 5.
如果你有英文的话，你可以自己，我想，安娜还是要读一下，有的人可能没有圣经在手上。你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更羡慕的是做先知讲道。那说方言的，原不是对人说，妈咪，你把厨房门去关上去。对啊，你去。那说方言的原不是对人说的，那是对神说的，因为没有人听出来。然而他在心里却是说各样的奥秘。但做先知讲道的是对人说的，要造就、安慰、劝勉人；说方言的是造就自己，做先知讲道的那是造就教会。我愿意你们都说方言，更愿意你们做先知讲道，因为说方言的若不方出来，是教会。被造就，那做先知讲道的就比他强了。
Okay, so 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 to 5. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of prophecy. For anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to man but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. But everyone who prophesies speaks to man for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the church may be edified.
好，我们讲到这里的时候，我们要做一个祷告，让神的灵真的来能够来，激动、激发每一个人的灵，来真正来得到这样一个方言的恩赐。
So we will pray first so that the Holy Spirit will move you so that you have the desire to have this kind of a gifting in the Spirit.
那这里讲到呢，就是要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐；要有爱，也要有属灵的恩赐。
Here it says you need to pursue love and as well as desire for spiritual gifts.
那属灵的恩赐呢？过去的教会，这个历史上面有好多的这种困惑。
So in the history, there are a lot of confusions around the topic of spiritual gifts.
那有的人就会讲，我们要追求爱呀，这些属灵的恩赐，比较危险啊，这个那个都有。
So people will say, okay, let's just go pursue love. There are, like dangerous aspects for the spiritual gifts.
长话短说，为什么会有这些困惑呢？
So to make the story short, why is there confusions around spiritual gifts?
原因非常的简单，因为我们有一个仇敌撒旦。
The reason is very simple because we have an enemy that is Satan.
他不希望教会有力量，不希望教会这个跟随神呢，很清楚的跟随神。他不希望，他希望教会是一个软弱的教会，信徒是软弱的信徒。
He doesn't want the power in the church. He doesn't want the mighty spirit that is leading the church. He wants to have a weak church. Weak church.
你会发现这里讲到两个恩赐，一个是方言的恩赐，一个是先知的恩赐。
Here you see there are two gifts mentioned. One is the gift of prophecy, and the other one is speaking in tongues.Hello? Is he freezed? Hello? 是我的问题吗？
这里讲到这说之前一直说说到了好吧吧吧谢这个了这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
刚才我没听见，现在可以听见，你说吧，我没听见。
网络信号不好。对，没事，可以，
okay,
很好。
现在可以吗？是我的地面不好是吧？
对，牧师那边信号不是很好，但没事。
OK， 但如果不好的时候，你提醒我一下啊，因为这个信息非常非常的重要，因为仇敌就是要来阻挠这样的信息。
So this message is very important. The enemy is trying to, interfere when we speak about this kind of message.
因为我刚才讲了，仇敌希望所有的基督徒都是软弱的基督徒。
As I mentioned, the enemies wants all the Christians to be weak Christians.
那主呢，希望我们是刚强的基督徒，有能力的基督徒。
The Lord wants us to be a strong Christians.
在教会里面，这两个恩赐非常的重要，一个是方言的恩赐，一个是先知的恩赐。先知是说预言的恩赐。
So the two gifts that in the church that are very important, one is being able to prophesy, and the other one is speaking in tongue.
那这两个恩赐呢？仇敌在教会里面攻击的是最厉害，造成的困惑也是最厉害。
So these two specific gifts are most being attacked by the enemies.
那我不想去详细的讲历史上的这些发生的事情啊，我不想去讲。以后有机会我们再去讲。
So I'm not going to talk about the histories and attacks on all these gifts. If I have time, maybe next time, in the future, I can talk about it.
任何东西神认为对神重要的呢，仇敌就会破坏。
So anything that the Lord thinks is important for us, that would be the area where Satan will attack.
因为先知的恩赐那是教会的眼睛，所以仇敌希望教会是瞎的。
So being able to prophesy is like the eyes for the church. So the Satan wants you to be blind, wants the church to be blind.
啊，你可以学习很多的东西，但是呢你是瞎的，你不知道往哪里走，你不能清清楚楚的知道神的旨意。
So you can learn a lot of things. However, you are blind. You do not know where to go. You don't have clear directions.
另外一个就是方言的恩赐，仇敌不断的攻击，为什么？
The second is the gift of speaking in tongues. So why does the Satan want to attack in that area?
因为在第四节讲得很清楚，说方言的是造就自己。
Because the answer can be found in verse 4. It says, he who speaks in tongues edifies himself.
那他要造就自己，一个人要想要造就自己。
So he will be able to build himself up.
好多人说我要造就教会。弟兄姐妹，你不能造就自己的话，怎么能造就教会呢？
So you may say, oh, I want to build up the church. Unless you build up yourself, how can you build up a church?
意思如果你的兜里只有10块钱，你怎么样给别人1000块钱呢？
If you only have $10 in your pocket, how can you give others $1,000?
首先你要成为一个 millionaire, 百万富翁，你给十块钱也可以，给一千块钱也可以，给一万块钱也可以，给十万块钱也可以。
First of all, you have to become a millionaire, then you can be able to give $10, $100, $1,000.
在你生命里面也是一样，当你自己强壮的时候，你可以给多，也可以给少。
So same as in your life, when you yourself is strong, then you were able to give more or less.
那方言就是这样一个恩赐呢，神要人呢变得 strong。
So being able to speak in tongue, that's the way to build yourself up, to be stronger in your spirit.
那这个仇敌呢，会不断的攻击这些事情。
And they say the enemies will continue to attack you in this area.
第一个攻击的就是祷告，仇敌不希望人去祷告。
So first area will be to pray at the prayers, because the enemies doesn't want you to pray.
我要讲一个故事，让你知道祷告的重要性多么重要。
So I want to share with you a story to let you know how important it is to pray.
在好多年前，我代表宣道会参加他们的一个灵修的聚会。
So many years ago, I was being commissioned to attend one of the meetings.
那这个宣道会呢，就是 Christian Mission Alliance。最开始的时候呢 ，Albert Simpson 博士呢，他开始就是讲方言，一并当会开始联合众教会来宣教。
So, this church is called Alliance Church. Alliance 吗
？Yes.
Sorry.
Mission Alliance.
Okay. Mission Alliance Church. So the founder 吗 ？Is it the founder? Sorry.
Yeah, founder. Albert Simpson.
The founder Albert Simpson was first started by, preaching in prophecies in in the spirit.
他那时候就是方言祷告一并赶鬼联合众教会宣教。
So he was prophesying in tongues and he was casting out demons, bringing out healings, and he also called out many, many different denominations to pray together.
那是在19世纪的末期开始。
That was the end of the 19th century.
但是这个一个世纪差不多过去的时候呢，宣道会里面好多的教会不提倡方言，而且他们反对方言。
So about a century later, so all these Mission Alliance Church, not only they do not believe in the Holy Spirit anymore, they start to stopping others from doing that.
主耶稣赦免我，我不想垄断任何的宗派。
So may the Lord forgive me. I don't want to, bring out judgments on any other denominations.
但是呢，那一场聚会里面呢，我们看到就是神多么的看重祷告。
So, but during that meeting, we can see how important it is for God in God's heart to, in this area, in the area of praying.
在一个星期的聚会里面，大部分都是牧者。我那时候是代表我的牧师去参加的。那我在那边去学习。那你先翻译。
So during the 1 week of the meeting, so most people who attend that meeting are pastors. I was being commissioned by my pastor to go there to learn.
那其中一场聚会里面呢，有一个90多岁的。老牧师退休的老牧师讲到祷告，他说我们必须要回到祷告，因为我们的教会开始就是祷告。
So during the meeting, one of the elders, he was about 90 years old. He was retired. He was a pastor. So he stood up and emphasized on the importance of prayer. And he mentioned that the founding stone of our church is based on prayers.
那他就讲到 Albert Simpson, 对不对？
So he mentioned about Albert Simpson.
当他讲完之后呢，有一个原住民的牧师呢，就接着讲祷告的重要性，而且他呼召众牧者要悔改。
So after this pastor finished speaking, another pastor who was an indigenous people from the indigenous tribe, so he stood up and continued to talk about the importance of praying.
而且他呼召所有的人悔改。
And he also calling all people to repent.
就是要悔改，要再次的进入祷告。
So we have to repent in order to return to prayers.
那结果当时圣灵降临，我从来没有经历过那样强烈的圣灵降临，所有的人大哭。
So after that, I have never experienced anything like that. So the Holy Spirit was coming down on us, and everyone was crying.
当时加拿大代表加拿大宣道会的这个区长。就是一个领袖，在讲话不能讲，他只能哭不能讲。
So one of the representatives from the local church, for the mission,
overseer of the Canada Mission Alliance.
Oh, so this person was the overseer for the mission, the Canadian Mission Alliance Church. He wasn't able to speak. All he could do was to cry.
他就是。哭泣悔改哭泣悔改
So he cried, he repented and cried and repent.
所有的人都哭泣悔改
So everyone was crying and repenting.
那个圣灵我从来没有经历过那样一种圣灵强烈的运行就是说神多么的看重教会让所有的牧者要哭泣悔改一定要回到祷告
So I never experienced such power from the Holy Spirit. So the power was so strong that it led everyone in the meeting, every leader, every pastor in the meeting to cry and to repent.
在会后我们分成小组在一起交流的时候呢，有好多的牧者讲一些事情，很特别的事情。
So after that, we were divided into smaller groups. To share, and a lot of pastors share about something very special.
你知道什么特别的地方吗？他们讲的，你要仔细听。
So do you know what's so special about what they have shared? You pay attention to this.
他说他们在教会组织任何的活动都容易，什么 Bible study, 什么这个各种 programs。但是呢，一组织祷告会就组织不起来。
So they were saying it is very easy for their church to organize any kind of activities, like Bible studies or you know like other programs. However, it is very very hard for them to organize for a prayer meeting.
他所以现在才知道为什么呢？很简单，撒旦不让人得着能力。
So now they realize why was that? Because Satan do not want you to have the power.
因为祷告得着能力。
Because when you pray, you will have a power.
祷告本身就是得着能力。
So prayer is the way to gain power.
所以仇敌呢，他想方设法让基督徒不祷告。
So that's why the enemies always find ways for Christians not to pray.
那祷告里面呢，神又赐下一个特别的方法，就是方言。
So and also for prayer, the Lord has given us a very special way to pray. That is to pray in tongues.
那方言不是唯一的方法，但是是一个神赐下来，也在圣经里面明确的要建造自己的方法。
So it is not the only way. However, it's a way that is mentioned in the Bible. And the Bible also says this way can help to edify yourself.
那其实祷告有很多的方法。比如说有人会在 silence, waiting the silence.
So there are many. So there are many ways to pray. Some people will pray in silence, waiting upon the Lord.
那听不见。
听不见吗？
没事，挺好的，安娜的很清楚。对，
现在可以。就像以赛亚书40章讲的，就说呢，等候耶和华的，必要重新得力。
So just like Isaiah 40, where it says, those who wait upon the Lord will gain their strength. They will rise like an eagle.
奔跑也不疲倦, 行走也不空乏。
So they will not run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint.
所以等候神就要得到力量。
So those who wait in the Lord, they will renew their strength.
那历代的圣徒也写了很多的书, 关于等候神的书。
And many people have written about the books about how to wait upon the Lord.
好多人也在实践。
And many people are practicing on how to wait upon the Lord.
那另外,禁食祷告也是一种方法。
And also, the second way is to pray and fast.
在马太福音第四章, 耶稣受洗以后就禁食祷告,战胜撒旦的试探, 完了又得着能力开始传福音。
So in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus Christ himself, he fasted and prayed, and then after that, the Satan left him, and the angels came to attend him.
那当然敬拜赞美也是一种方法。
And also you can pray and worship.
那撒母耳记上呢第十节讲到圣灵呢当时先知们聚在一起的时候圣灵大大运行扫罗到那里就变成了一个新人。
And for example, in 1 Samuel, it mentioned that when King Saul was worshiping God and he was able to prophesize. 对不起啊,你说的是这个吗?
是,就是当先知们聚集在一起在唱诗赞美的时候呢,圣灵降临。
So when the prophets came together to worship the Lord, the Holy Spirit came upon King Saul.
他圣灵降临。So
the Holy Spirit came upon him.
那扫罗呢去到那边的时候，他就被圣灵充满，变成了新造的人。So
when Saul went there, he became a new person.
啊，就是说这都是得着能力的方法。So
these are the ways to gain strength.
当然，读经也是，圣经里面讲呢，就是说人活着不是单靠食物。 是靠神口里所出的每一句话，就是说话语就是食物，让我们强壮。
And also by reading the Bible, so because the Bible says, men do not live by bread alone, but on every word that was coming from the mouth of God. So by reading the words of God, you can also renew your strength.
弟兄姐妹，这些方法你只要去实践的话，都会有益处。
So, brother and sister, as long as you practice all these ways, it will bring you good.
但是呢，好多时候，好多基督徒发现自己，等候神没时间，读经祷告不明白，敬拜赞美没兴趣。However,
you will find that it is, you know, very hard to wait upon the Lord, or you don't have time to wait upon the Lord. It's very hard for you to understand by reading the Bible, and you don't feel interested in worshiping the Lord.
那原因是什么呢?
So why? What is the reason behind all of these?
那你需要来建造自己，要strong in the spirit.
You have to build yourself up. You have to be strong in your spirit.
所以方言呢，就是一个恩赐，上帝赐下来呢，让人能够来建造自己，而且是一个简单的办法，容易的办法。So
that's why speaking in tongue is a way for you to build yourself up. It is a very easy way as well.
那圣经里面记载的东西呢，都是神要我们做，要得益处的。
So everything that is recorded in the Bible are the things that the Lord wants us to do, and it is good for us.
那我在讲道的时候，好多人可能会想，就说，哎呦，这个方言我也不懂啊，这个呢，你先放在一边。So
when I say this, you may say, okay, oh, I don't understand anything about speaking in tongues. Please put this thought aside first.
因为神的东西呢，首先我们要去谦卑的去听。 听了做就会有结果。Because
the things that from the Lord, first of all, listen, and then after that, do it.
And you will benefit from
it. You will benefit from doing it.
那这里讲的呢，讲方言是造就谁呢？造就自己。
So here it says, speaking in tongue, what does it, do? It edifies yourself.
那是不是只建造人的灵呢？
So does it only edifies your spirit?
我过去好多人认为说，方言祷告是灵里面祷告，只建造灵，这是错误的。
So people used to think that when you speak in tongues, you can only build up your spirit. However, this is not right.
因为这里显得是他没有说方言是建造你的灵，他没有这样写，他说什么建造自己。
Because it didn't say you're gonna speaking in tongues gonna edify your spirit. It only mentioned that if you speak in tongues, it's going to edify yourself, himself.
对你的自己呢，包括什么？你的灵、你的魂、你的体。
So yourself, himself, meaning that including your spirit, your body, your soul.
那当你在灵里面祷告的时候呢，在这个方言在祷告的时候呢，你的灵首先提升，跟神呢非常的亲近。
When you speak in tongues, first of all, your spirit will be very close to the Lord, will edify your spirit.
那一些处于肉体的东西呢，它会处于慢慢的就没了 ，negative 的东西都没了。
So those who are from your flesh, the negative things will start to fade away.
所以好多人在这个祷告的时候呢，你就发现这个用方言祷告的时候，你变得越来越干净、清洁、喜乐。
So that's why when people pray in tongues, the more you pray, you will find that you feel, you will be more pure, more simple, and more, holy.
那其实我自己经历很多很多的属灵的征战。
So I have myself have experienced many times, the spiritual battles.
那在这个属灵征战的过程里面呢，其实我很多的时候都是靠着方言祷告来得胜。
So during many, many times, my spiritual battles, I have overcome by speaking in tongues.
那好多这个属灵征战来临的时候呢，仇敌会搅起一些事情，别人和我之间的关系会出一些问题，很多的误解。那如果我不在灵里面祷告的话，我会对别人有看法。
So during the battles, the enemies will send a lot of confusions or misunderstanding between me and the other parties and causing a lot of relationship problems. Unless I pray in tongues, I will, you know, pass out judgments or, you know, condemnation to others.
那所以当我在这个我不愿意去对任何的人有这个论断，我不愿意有任何的不狂恕在我的里面，但是好多时候你发现很难胜过，我必须要祷告。
I don't want to pass out judgment to other people. I don't want to have unforgiveness in my spirit. So that's why we have to. Sorry, 我 lose the last part. Last part 是我们必须要祷告，是吗？
是 ，Yeah.
So that's why we need to pray in tongues.
我头脑里面非常的清楚，如果我有负面的情绪在我的里面，如果我相信仇敌的方言，我会造成我跟别人的关系的不好，或者甚至我的话语出来会，不建造别人，甚至会来摧毁别人。
So I know that unless I pray in my spirit in tongues, I will pass out judgments to other people. I will, you know, like speak against them or even destroying them.
特别是你作为一个牧师，对吧？你可以站讲台，你说话有影响力，对不对？你说出来的话，对不对？可能有，要么建造别人，要么会杀伤别人。
So, especially for a pastor, because he stands in front of a pew, and he will, if he pass out judgments, he can either build someone up or destroy someone.
所以我头脑告诉我，你必须要祷告。
So my mind kept on telling me, you have to pray. So praise the Lord, I kept on praying.
So, 就 就跟更生摔跤呢，要得胜得胜。但是在圣灵祷告里面祷告的时候，你就发现那些仇敌的攻击就远离你而去。
So I have to wrestle with the Lord in prayers, but in my prayers, the more I pray, the less power from the evil ones. You know, the power will start to fade away.
所以通过这样的祷告呢，你发现好多的关系啊。就变得很好。
So through praying times, I found a lot of relationship being restored.
那另外呢，一个在你的灵里面非常的清楚对神的话语，能够明白。
And also, I can be able to understand sharply about the words of the Lord.
那很多时候你也会发现呢，就是别的恩赐呢都会。被激发啊，也可以看到异象啊，神跟你讲话的时候也很清楚。
And also, it helps you with your other giftings. For example, you will be able to see visions, or you can hear more clearly from the Lord.
啊，也神也会给你智慧。
And the Lord is also going to give you wisdom.
那这是在灵里面的建造。
So this is how you build yourself in the spirit.
在魂的层面呢，是思想、情感、意志，这个层面，方言也会建造。
And the speaking in tongues will also build up your soul, in the area of say emotions, your thinkings, your logic.
啊，弟兄姐妹，想想，我们每一个人都有很多的知识，对吧？过去学了很多的知识。
So you may have a lot of knowledge in the past by learning.
那这些知识能不能建造人？能不能对我们的生活有帮助？都是要看它是不是被神用。
Does all the knowledge that you have can build yourself up? So it is all depends on whether the Lord is going to use you in your area of your knowledge.
那这些思想啊，这些过去所学的知识，如果不在圣灵的掌管之下呢，他好多时候讲出来可能有很大的损伤，即使是对的也只能带下损坏，不会带下建造。
So unless you are in the Holy Spirit, every knowledge that you have, it can only bring you harm and does not bring you any benefit if it's not in the Holy Spirit.
今天很多人都非常的聪明，知识也很多，他很容易看见别人的。
So now a lot of people are very clever. They have a lot of knowledge. They see, you know, others' shortcomings very easily.
但是能不能解决问题
But does it solve any problems? Unless you depend on the Lord.
所以在放羊祷告的时候呢，神把这些知识呢，他会理清楚，让你该怎么解。
So that's why when you pray in the spirit, then the Lord is going to help you to, you know, sort it out your thoughts and sort it out your knowledge in order to help others.
So Arvin, 能不能放一下屏幕？
哦，好，哪一个地方？
你放到我讲到的吧，不要一直放在那个。
哦，对不起，您现在讲的是哪一个？
不是就放到对我们这个面对面的这个。
好的，我以为你在讲解上面。好的，
interaction 跟大家有 interaction。
好的，
那情感的方面呢 ，emotions 对不对？当我们好多时候被 hurt， 被这个被人伤害啊，被人话语刺伤啊，当我们。有时候我们会叫做 react， 会条件反射，会做出很愚蠢的做法做事情。
And also in the area of our emotions, sometimes when we have been hurt by others, by others' words, a lot of times we will react to, you know, what happens to you.
有时候会做很愚蠢的事情。
And sometimes we will, to the point that, Yeah, and or we might also do something very stupid, something that you will regret later on.
那这个就不用讲，在家庭夫妻之间呢，或者跟别人的关系上面，有时候我们在这个肉体里面的时候呢，别人说我们一句不好听的，我们说他十句不好听。
I don't need to list any more examples, like in your family, in your, you know, like, husband, wife, like when someone says something against you, you may reply for, you know, like 10 more times what the person have said.
但是呢，你圣灵里面的时候，你非常清楚的知道，唯有爱能够解决问题。神会让我们知道，说多的话不解决任何的问题。
But only in the Holy Spirit, then you will know only by love, only love can solve all the problems. Unless you have love, you will not be able to solve any problems in your life.
不管你讲的道理多么的清楚，不解决问题，而且会更加的破坏关系。
So even if you have very good explanation or very good backup to your debate,It will not help you to solve any of your problems. It can only create more problems in your life.
我想这个很多人都有过经历。
So I believe a lot of people have similar experience like that.
那好多人也想改变自己。
And a lot of people want to change themselves.
那好多人也觉得做不到。
And a lot of people feel it is hard for them to change.
原因很简单，你要 build up yourself， 你要建造自己。
So the reason is simple. You have to first build up yourselves.
所以，当你是一个百万富翁的时候，你可以给人十块钱，给人一千块钱，也可以给他十万块钱。
So when you are a millionaire, you can give other people $10, $100, $10,000.
当你在内心里面丰富的时候，这个富足的时候，你可以给别人好的东西。
So when you have abundance in your life, in your heart, then you will be able to give out to others.
如果你里面没有好的东西，你什么也给不出来。
If there's nothing good inside of you, then you can offer nothing to others.
那所以呢，在圣灵里面的祷告，方言的祷告，他说。建造自己，就是说让自己呢好多好东西充起来。
So that's why it says you edify yourself by speaking in tongues. So you build up yourself, strengthen yourself.
那现在好多人还说，哎呦，我也听不懂。你不要光你听得懂听不懂，你需要神。
So you may say, okay, I still don't understand. Please put this aside. You don't need to understand. First, you have to listen.
听懂听不懂是好多人的一个绊脚石。
So being able to understand a sermon or not become a lot of people's stumbling stone.
那神就用这样一个最简单的方法，像小孩子的一个方法，让你的生活变得容易，让你的建造变得非常的容易。你只要相信，只要去做。
So Lord is giving you a very simple solution. You just have to believe like a little child and practice on it. Then you will build yourself up.
所以希望聪明的人呢，不要在这个听懂听不懂的事情上来绊倒。
So I'm hoping those who are, you know, clever will not be stumbled on this. By understanding it or not understanding it.
事实上，今天我们很多的问题啊，家庭的问题，都是因为我们太聪明，认为太聪明。
So actually, just the problem that's created in our family a lot of times is because we are too clever.
那神要我们用这样一个方法，就是我们听不懂的语言，圣灵让我们祷告的时候呢，来建造我们自己。
But the Lord is using such easy solution, like to speak in a language that we do not understand, to build ourselves up.
另外一个在意志的层面，魂里面有情感。思想和意志，意志的上前面就做决定。
And also in the area of your determination, 是吗？意志吗
？Yeah.
So how you determine, have the strength determined to do something.
你知道好多的人， 有智慧，情感也健全，但是没有办法做决定。
So you know there are a lot of people, they are smart, they have very good, stable emotions. However, they are very hard to make decisions in their lives.
如果没有办法做决定的话，好多的时间都耽误了。
So if you cannot make decisions, you will waste a lot of time in your life.
不管我们有多少的智慧，我们多少的能力，最后还是没有达到效果。
So even if you have a lot of wisdom, you have a lot of emotion, I mean, yeah, you still, unless you be able to do, to make a decision, you will waste a lot of time.
所以这点上面我非常的感谢神给我一个太太，她非常有决定的能力。
So praise the Lord that I have a wife who knows how to make decisions.
所以就是说帮帮帮帮做生意很快想把钱赚了再说。
So she's very swift, very fast in, you know, like making decisions and she just do her business in a, you know, like a very, short timings.
就是我还在瞻前顾后的时候啊，我说这个合法不合法呢？他说合法不合法，我们一边做一边跟法律打交道，把它弄合法。
So a lot of times I was still, you know, like thinking, you know, worrying about, oh, is it legal to do it or is it not legal? And then she will say, okay, let's just do it. And for the legal part, we will make it legal.
所以先把事情做了再说。
So do the things first.
Hallelujah. 就是说这个意志的层面呢，当然要被神来掌管，那是最好的。
So it is, best if we can have let our determination being led by the Lord.
那神在这方面呢，就是方言也建造我们有这个能力，好多东西就突然变得有信心、有能力。你觉得这个决定我可以做。
And also by speaking in tongue, it is going to build yourself up in this area. So then you will have the faith, the confidence in order to do something.
我自己也有过很多很多这样的经历，有时候不知道怎么做决定，祷告祷告祷告，我最后，砰，清楚了，清楚了，做决定。
So I have similar experience as well. A lot of times I don't know whether I should do it or not, and then I pray, and then all of a sudden I will know, okay, I have to do it, and it's become so clear to me that I should do it.
I still remember, 我还记着，我当时谈恋爱的时候。就是说我真的不是祷告的话，我把我的太太就丢掉了。这么好的太太就丢了。
So I still remember when we are still dating, so unless I prayed, I may have missed her.
那一次我们吵了一个大架，我们在代替吵了一个很大的架，我就想着说完了，好了，分道扬镳。
So when we were dating, we had a big conflict.And then after that, and I say, okay, that's it. That's the end for us.
后来我觉得还是要，我觉得很不，就是祷告祷告。我觉得这个我也没有想那么多，祷告祷告祷告祷告，祷告三四个小时。那时候我不懂方言，但是我懂祷告，一定要祷告。
Anna, 你的麦克风可能切换错了。不是很好，你再试一下。
哦，不好意思，哎呀，
可以了，很好。
OK。
那后来我就祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告。
So and I pray and I pray and I pray.
感谢神，我自从信主以后呢，我就神给我这个就是相信他，就是祷告，大事小事都祷告。安娜听不见了。
安娜她断线了，稍微再等一下。
Okay.
好，也是。
Just wait for a while, Anna.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
没事，很好。
刚才可以吗？
可以，现在可以了，现在可以了，不好意思。
就是我就是大事小事都会去祷告。
So I pray no matter in the big things and also in the small matters as well.
所以那一次呢，我祷告了大概三四个小时，趴在地上祷告，祷告三四个小时。
So I was lying on the floor for about 3 or 4 hours praying.
不是 lying on, I just
kneeling on the floor.
祷告祷告，就有一句话进到我的脑子里面，而且平安的意念随之而来。
So after I finished praying, there's a word that came to me. And then also, at the same time, a peace of mind also came to me.
那句话就是说，你去给他买一个玫瑰花。
So the words were simple. It's just, go get her some flowers, some rose.
那我就爬起来就去买一个玫瑰花。
So I got up and bought her some roses.
在地铁口就等他。
So I waited for her, in the subway train.
所以你就知道后来结果怎么样。
And now you know the ending to our story.
那当时这样的决定怎么做？当我等候神的时候呢，神当时清清楚楚的把一个意念放在我的里面，我知道是从神来的，我一点不犹豫。
So, I knew clearly, what the Lord wants me to do. I didn't hesitate.
所以那种不会去犹豫不决，这个是当我们在灵里面祷告，特别方向祷告的时候，是让我们清晰的会知道 This is the way, just do it.
So when you pray, in the spirit, then you will know clearly, you will not hesitate, you will know exactly what to do.
但是大家也要注意，你如果不在灵里面的时候呢， your flesh sometimes, 你的肉体有时候会告诉你This is the way, do it.
and also, also if you're not in the spirit, if you're praying but not in the spirit, your flesh will also tell you, okay, this is the way, do it. 这就是你该做，你现在去做吧。
但是呢，结果是不一样。如果在你的肉体里面呢，将来会后悔。
So, but the results will be completely different. If you're doing a decision in your flesh, you will regret later on.
但是如果你在冲着圣灵做了决定，你将来就感恩感恩。
But if you're doing a making a decision in the Holy Spirit, later on you will give thanks. You will bring gratitude.
那这次见到在一个魂的层面啊，思想情感意志的层面。
So this is on the area on your soul, based on your emotions, your determination.
那另外一个层面是肉体的层面，身体的层面。
And also another area is on your body, your flesh.
我们讲到一个人的自己呢，包括灵魂体，也有他的体，身体的层面。
So we have mentioned that yourself, you yourself includes your spirit, your body, your soul.
你知道你方言祷告其实会建造你的身体，医治你的身体吗？
Do you know if you pray in this, and in time, you, it's going to help you with your body?
那你知道第一个呢，就是圣灵神的灵啊，就像那个活水浇灌在你的里面，来滋润你的每一个细胞。
So when you pray, it's like the Holy Spirit pour down on you like a water and it's going to flourish to every part of your body.
那第一个就是圣灵里面的祷告就是喜乐，喜乐来临。
So first when you pray, the first thing is joy. The joy is going to come to you.
你知道圣经里面怎么讲关于喜乐吗？喜乐多么的重要吗？
You know how important, so what the Bible says about being joyful. So do you know how important it is to be joyful?
这个圣经里面讲，喜乐的心就是良药。
So the Bible says, being a joyful heart is like a medicine.
那事实上，中国医学里面，中医里面也讲到这一点，就是说人的心情，那是最主要的，对一个人的健康。
And also in the Chinese medicine, is also mentioned about if you are joyful, it's like being a good medicine to your soul, to your body.
那好多人也做过调查，那些长寿的人，他的秘诀是什么？其实大部分的人都就是他比较喜乐。
And also based on a lot of research and studies, on those people who live like longer than others, Usually their secret is to be happy, joyful.
当然也有比较特别的，有一次一个老太太100多岁被调查的时候，她说她的秘诀是一天吃3-4个生鸡蛋。
Well, maybe it's different for some others. So there was a research on a very old lady, and she mentioned that her secret is to consume 3 raw eggs each day.
另外呢，还有一个很重要的，对她来说，就是要远离男人。
And also to be away, away from male.
我不知道这个是不是她真正长寿的原因，这是她讲的。
And so I don't know if that was the true secret for her, you know, her long life, but I don't know. That's what she said.
不过我觉得对男人来讲的话呢，远离女人可能不是一件好事情。
But for male, if you want to be away from women, it's probably not a good thing for you.
因为圣经说的男人独居不好。神就找个女人来帮助他。
Because the Bible says that it is no good for a man to live alone, so God created a woman to help this man. So man needs help.
也许这个圣经告诉我们女人可以独居吧。
So maybe in other words, the Bible says, maybe in other words, the Bible thinks that it is okay for women to live alone.
所以你就说这个王炳牧师是异端，异端。
So you may say, okay, Pastor Bing, you are being 那个异端是什么
？Heretic. Okay, 不管是不是异端，我们再回到讲方言来。
So let's go back to the topic of being speaking in tongues.
大家讲到这个讲方言可以建造人的身体，大家还记得？我们有一次请了这个肖长老和他的太太Joy 来到我们中间讲道吗
So remember one time we invited Pastor Shell and her and his wife Joy they came to our church to speak
你知道这对夫妇呢就是早上起来好几个小时方言祷告敬拜赞美你看他们永远不老
So this couple, they always wake up very early in the morning to worship the Lord, to speak in tongues and pray. And it seems like they never aged. They never have aged.
那每次跟他们讲话的时候，第一个看到他们的喜乐在他们的里面。
So every time you speak to them, you will see, first of all, you will see joy that is in their lives.
第二个，你看到他们所有的东西都是非常正面积极。
So, and also you will see a lot of everything that in their life is positive, is, you know, like full of hope.
第三个你看到他们 very forgiving, no enemies.
And also they are very forgiving, no enemies. 他们很就是容易饶恕别人也没有仇敌也没有敌人。
没有仇敌的话日子就过得好是不是
It is good if you don't have any enemies in your life.
那讲到这里呢讲到这个方言的祷告呢最主要的不是要讲是要祷告。
So when we talk about speaking in tongues, it is more important to practice than talk about it.
我们教会讲圣经啊讲很多东西讲的很多很多。
So you know our church, we talk a lot about the Bible, like a lot of things on the Bible.
那你觉得你是能不能行出来呢
But ask yourself, do you actually, can you actually practice what we preach?
需要祷告。
You need to pray.
那你如果有方言恩赐的话，鼓励你继续在方言的恩赐里面，就是要进入要用它。
So if you can pray in spirit, in tongues, just continue to pray in tongues to use your gifting.
那好多弟兄姐妹有这种恩赐呢没有好好的用。
And for a lot of brothers and sisters, even though you have the giftings, you haven't been practicing it.
所以你觉得没有从这个里面得到太多的益处。
And so that's why you didn't gain a lot of benefit from doing it.
其实原因也很简单。原因非常简单。
So the reason is also simple.
就像我一开始讲的，仇敌不要让你得着能力。
Just what I have said early on, the enemies do not want you, does not want you to have the power in your life.
所以你一祷告的时候呢，突然想起一个烦恼的事情，哎呦，我那个事情烦恼。
So that's why when you pray, and all of a sudden you think, oh, there's a worry in your life, something that worries you.
哦，当你祷告的时候，突然说，哦，看看 WeChat， 今天这些个是什么好消息？
So when you pray, and then all of a sudden you think about checking your phone to see oh, what's happening.
所以你好多时候祷告的时候呢，不是方言没有功效，而是仇敌他不让你祷告。不让你集中精力祷告。
So that's why it is not you don't get powers by praying, it's that the Satan, the evil ones, do not want you to pray.
因为祷告要得着能力。
Because when you pray, you will gain power.
但是神呢，写在这里就是说，大家要祷告，要建造自己。
So here the Bible says you have to pray, you have to edify yourself.
那我自己的经历呢很多，我也讲过很多这样的我常常提醒我自己要在方言里面祷告。
So I have mentioned a lot of times about my own personal experience and I continue to remind myself to pray in spirit.
好多时候我这三年呢开车的时间非常非常的多，开车的时候有时候一开车就一个半小时。
So in the past 3 years, I have constantly driving long distance. So a lot of times, one trip will, you know, takes me about hour and a half.
我的车买了三年，已经开了16万。
So I bought my car 3 years ago, and now I have driven about 16,000 kilometers. 是吗 160,000
我知道你会想因为但是160,000所以好多人安娜为什么翻译他这个 unreasonable
I have drove my car for 10 years it's only about 70,000
所以你方言呢要忠实的方言讲方言不懂就是不懂要讲不能按我们的想法。
So I have to translate, you know, not according to my logic, but according to what he says.
我们理解圣经也是这样不能说我这样想圣怎么说我们就怎么说。
The same as reading the Bible, like you cannot put your own logic when you read the Bible. You have to do what the Bible says.
我三年开了165,000公里。
So for 3 years, I have driven 165,000 kilometers.
在这个期间呢，我好多时候可以来听新闻啊，可以听很多的 music。
So during my trip, I could, you know, choose to listen to the news or music.
我可以一直听新闻，一直听 music.
I can continue to listen the news or the music.
那还有很多其他的频道有讲好多知识啊，科学知识啊，历史知识啊，新的发现啊，我都很喜欢。
And also other radio channels will talk about, you know, history, about science. Like, I could have a lot of choice when I'm on the trip.
但是我有意地提醒我自己，听十分钟的news 以后，我把关掉，我就开始方言祷告。
But I always remind myself, after listening to the news about 10 minutes, I will turn off the radio and start to pray.
我告诉我自己，从神得到的最小的东西，比这世界上的最好的东西都要好。
I keep on telling myself to receive the least from the Lord will be greater than anything that you receive on the world.
从神那里面得到一点点的 news， 比世界上所有的 news 都好。
So if you receive a tiny little bit of news from the Lord, it's greater than any all kinds of news that you receive from the world.
所以当我们用方言祷告时，我们的灵跟神很亲近， 神把该赐给我们的该讲的话都会给我们，能力也会给我们。
So when you speak in the spirit, the Lord is going to give you all the power or the strength that you need.
下面我们做一个祷告呢，就是说中间有见证的可以来讲。
So let's pray. So if you have any testimony to share, you can also share.
或者你有什么问题，也可以借着这个机会来问。
Or if you have any questions, you can also more than welcome to ask us.
那最主要的，我们过后呢，领完圣餐，我们要来祷告，祷告就是要来祷告。
And after we receive the communion, most important thing is to pray. Pray that we receive.
好，我们来做一个祷告。
So now let's pray.
我们天上的父亲，谢谢你把这样的恩赐赐给我。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you to give us such giftings.
你总是用最简单的方法让我们做到最好的果效。
You always give us the most simple way to gain the greatest results.
主啊，你也把神的话语清清楚楚地放在我们的里面，让我们知道啊，你的话是可信的啊，最重要的。
And also, let us know that your words are trustworthy.
别人怎么样说关于方言的事情都不重要。
So what other people think or talk about speaking in tongues is not important.
你的话说要建造我们自己，我们就要建造我们自己。
Your word says it's going to build ourselves up and it's going to edify us.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的为弟兄姐妹求恩典。
Once again, we pray for brother and sister to have the mercy.
主啊，我们再次的来求你的圣灵大大的来浇灌。
Once again, we ask you to pour down your Holy Spirit.
我觉得弟兄姐妹可以举起手来，可以敞开你的心，再一次的让神的圣灵来浇灌。
I feel you can open up your hands, lift up your hands, and open your heart so that you can receive.
圣子，你说我还没有信耶稣，你照样可以来到主的面前，因为主是一个。爱人的主，你照样可以来接。
Even though you think, oh, I'm not a believer yet, but the Lord is going to, because our Lord is a loving God, He's able to give you.
他说你们要鱼的时候不会给蛇，要饼的时候不会给蛇，他把最好的东西给你。
He's going to give you the best, because the Bible says when you ask for fish, he's not going to give you a snake. When you ask for bread, he's not going to give you a stone.
所以我们的圣灵，神的灵就是最好的恩赐。哈利路亚。
So we will call out, we will ask for the Holy Spirit because it's the best.
主啊，是的，你说大大的张口，你就要大大的充满。
The Bible says when you open up wide, he's going to fill you. You are going to fill it.
主啊，是的，主，你现在就来充满每一个人。
Now, Holy Spirit, fill us, Lord.
受到了哈巴，一个圣道，安多罗受到了哈巴，哈巴，充满，充满，充满，充满，哈利路亚。
Fill us, Lord, hallelujah. Fill us, hallelujah. 是的，对对对对对。
我们耶稣基督吃的一切的谎言都要离开。
In Jesus' name, we cast out any kind of lies from the enemies.
主啊，是的，主，我们在这。扛断一切的捆绑，任何骚扰我们的弟兄姐妹，捆绑不了，彻底的出去。
We break every chain that anything that is inhibit us from moving forward. We cut down every chains.
特别是理性的捆绑要彻底的扛断。
Especially the chain of your own reasoning.
主啊，让我们真的来到你的跟前，顺服神的话语。
So that we can come before you and submit to your word.
主啊，我们要来相信你的话语，顺服你的话语。
We choose to believe your words and submit to your words.
你的话语就是生命的粮，受到了
好。Your words are the bread of our life.
那信的人就要得着生命。
Those who believe will gain life.
主啊，是的，主，你来大大的来浇灌，大大的来浇灌，受到了哈巴巴巴，哎，个滴个滴个滴个滴个滴。
Yes, Lord.
Pour
down on us, Lord. Pour down on us.
Once
again, we proclaim that all of us are overcomers.
主啊，以后的日子里面，主啊，弟兄姐妹都在心在灵里面，在方言的祷告成为一个武器，做到了哈巴巴。
In the coming days, we will work and we will walk in the Holy Spirit, and speaking in tongues become a way of our daily livings.
Oh, Jesus, Hallelujah! 每一个人都要经历到你的这个造就自己的这样一个大。
So everyone will experience how, by speaking in tongues will edify ourselves.
主啊，是的，主，愿。
May your will be done.
奉主耶稣的
名。In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.